Chapter 6, A Mutual Surprise. Tuesday afternoon came, and I was worried. Melissa seemed older than her age. My parents would meet her when they came home from work, and I wondered if they would like her. "It's nice to meet you, Mrs. Curtis," said Melissa when I finally introduced her to my mother. "This is a lovely home," she said. She was sweet and friendly. We had dinner together, except for Uncle John and Kevin. I was very pleased Kevin wasn't home. Melissa spoke nicely with everybody, especially Stevie. Melissa and I made plans for the next day, as neither of us worked on Wednesdays. We agreed to meet at her apartment in the late morning. I slept late and then took the subway to Downsview. From there, I walked the short way from the station to Melissa's apartment. There were many shops along the street, and I looked in all the big windows. Suddenly, I had a big shock. There was Kevin, or someone who looked exactly like him. He was sitting behind a desk in a motorcycle shop, with his feet up on the table. I stopped walking and looked closely at the boy in the window, thinking I had made a mistake. He was reading a magazine, and he didn't see me. It was Kevin. I entered the shop and sat down on one of the chairs in front of his desk. Kevin looked up from his magazine. He was surprised to see me and didn't say anything for a moment. Then he asked, "What are you doing here?" "What am I doing here?" I responded. "What are you doing here? You're supposed to be at summer school." Kevin laughed. "School? And what about money during the summer? I've got a good job here. My friend's brother, Martin Hammer, is the owner of the shop." "I'm surprised he leaves you here alone," I said. "If I were the owner, I wouldn't leave a 17-year-old kid in charge." "Well, I only work here in the mornings, and it's usually quiet then," said Kevin. "I've got a key to open the shop, and Martin arrives later in the day. It gets much busier later on." "But you're lying to everybody," I said angrily. "Everybody thinks you're at school, but you're here. Aunt Sue is so proud of you because you go to summer school. And what are you going to do about the test at the end of the summer?" "I sometimes study here," said Kevin, trying to justify his actions. "I've got my books here. I'll show you." He got up and started to look in a cupboard, but he couldn't find them. Then he looked on a shelf. "Oh, here they are," he said, pulling two books from a pile of papers. They were books of maths practice exercises. I took the books and looked at them. One of them had three exercises filled in. The other one was empty. "You're not going to say anything, are you?" asked Kevin. He tried to sound calm, but I could tell he was nervous, and I was glad. Of course I wouldn't tell anybody. I didn't want to be the cause of any more disputes in the family. "No, I won't tell anybody. But on one condition," I told Kevin. "I'm going to help you. I'm good at maths. I took an enrichment course last year, so I've learned a lot of the material you need to know. I'm going to come here every day to tutor you, and then you'll have homework to do for the next day. We've only got 2 weeks. You have to pass your exam." "Well, have I got a choice?" asked Kevin. "Of course you have," I answered. "I can tell everybody you're not at summer school." Kevin looked sad. "Okay, when will you be here tomorrow?" he asked. "You need to come around this time every day, when it's not too busy." I thought about that. This was my day off from volunteering at the sports center. At this time of day, I was usually in the pool. Then I had an idea. "I'll come here every day instead of going to the sports center," I said. "I'll be gone for the same amount of time, and Mom and Dad will think I'm there." "Hey," said Kevin, "I don't want to ruin the rest of your summer. It's very nice of you to help me, but I feel bad." "You needn't feel bad about that," I said. "I'm happy to help you if I can." When I saw Melissa, I told her what had happened. I also told her I had to stop volunteering. She was sorry that I couldn't help her anymore, but she understood that I had to help Kevin. The next day, I called the director at the sports center to tell her that I'd contracted a virus and that I couldn't leave the house. I said I would let her know when I could return to work. I helped Kevin with maths on Thursday and Friday and was happy with his progress. On Monday, I had just arrived at the shop when the telephone on Kevin's desk rang. He answered it and gave the telephone to me. "It's for you," he said. It was Melissa. I had given her the phone number of the shop just in case she had to call me. She was in a panic. "You'd better come here right now," she told me. "Your parents are here. They've come to visit you. I told them you were in an exercise class and that I wasn't able to interrupt the lesson. Now they're in the cafeteria having coffee, and they're waiting for you." "Oh no, I'll have to go to the sports center then," I said in a panic. "I'll be there as soon as I can. Bye." I stood up quickly and took my bag. I shouted to Kevin, "My parents are waiting for me at the sports center. I can't stay." When I arrived at the sports center, I ran into the cafeteria and looked around, hoping that I wouldn't meet the director, who thought I was ill. My parents weren't there. I went to the pool. Melissa was standing in the water with some children. "Janet," said a little girl excitedly, "you're here." The girl's mother came to speak to me. "Are you Janet?" she asked. "Yes, I am," I answered, trying to be polite. "Cindy thinks you're a very good teacher," she said. "She was sad that you weren't here on Thursday or Friday." "Oh, thank you," I said. "No, I wasn't. I was ill." Melissa called me. "Please excuse me," I told Cindy's mother. "You have to get a mobile phone," said Melissa. "Your parents left 5 minutes ago. They must have got tired of waiting and decided to go home. It's too bad you came back here. Why don't you have a mobile phone? I could have called to tell you." I felt pleased that my parents had believed Melissa's story. "Thanks, Melissa," I said. I had to think of something to tell my parents. I was starting to be a good liar. Was it my cousin's influence?